الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ويستفتونك في النساء قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يتلى عليكم في الكتاب في يتامى النساء اللاتي لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن وترغبون أن تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من البلدان وأن تقوموا لليتامى بالقسط وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله كان به عليما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, if we look at this surah is called Suratul Nisa, and Nisa means woman. So here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the different types of huquq and rights that relate to a woman. And here in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about where the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him for a fatwa regarding certain huquq of woman. Some mufassirin say that this refers to the haq of mirath, her haq of inheritance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already spoke about this in the beginning of the surah. But the same message is being reiterated for one purpose, so that we give them the right of mirath in full and we do not decrease in any of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ, this haqq, this particular haqq, right, that belongs to a woman. Allah says, Allah gives the fatwa regarding this. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنْ. We must understand that there are two important rights here that belong to a woman. One is the right of her mirath, and one is the right of a mahar, of her mahar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to both of these things here in this verse. Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the verdict with regards to this. وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ فِي يَتَامَ النِّسَاءِ. And there's more to it. Whatever is being recited to you in this kitab with regards to the orphaned woman, اللاتي لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن, those orphaned women whom you do not give what is prescribed for them. In other words, وترغبون أن تنكحوهن, and you desire to marry them. So what would happen in the early days, when a woman becomes an orphan, and then now the awliya, those who are in charge of her, somebody from there desires to marry her, then if she is beautiful, he would marry her. And he would hold back the mahar from, he would hold back giving mahar to her in order for her, for him to benefit extra from her wealth. And he wouldn't even pay her anything because he was looking after her once upon a time and she was an orphan. So this would happen in the beginning days. And then there's another case where supposedly if he didn't want to marry her and she wasn't good looking enough for him, so he would also not marry her off to somebody else just in order for her wealth to stay by him, because he's the one who is in charge, he's the wali. So this would also happen. So now Sahaba radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you give us a verdict, how should we deal? So Quran talks about this. Quran says, we have already explained all of this. وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ فِي يَتَامَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ لَا تُؤْتُونَهُنَّ مَا كُتِبَ لَهُنَّ وَتَرْغَبُونَ أَن تَنْكِحُوهُنَّ. This masla is also explained with regard to the orphan woman whom you do not give them what is prescribed and what is they right. وَتَرْغَبُونَ, but you desire to marry them. So if you desire to marry them, then you have to give them the mahar. Another meaning of وَتَرْغَبُونَ أَن تَنْكِحُوهُنْ, you dislike to marry them. In other words, you don't want to marry them because you have some dislike for their jamal or their beauty. So then you want to just keep them back and not marry them off to others as well, just so that you can benefit from their wealth. Then Allah says, وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الْوِلْدَانِ. Allah talks about this also, those young boys who are deemed weak. So what do you do with their wealth when they are orphans? You also take it and abuse it. Allah says this is impermissible, you cannot do so, even though you are the guardians and looking after them. But when they reach of age, etc., then they should be given their wealth in full. وَأَن تَقُومُوا لِلْيَتَامَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah orders you to act justly to all yatama. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this verse by mentioning this, that be he male or female, all yatama should be treated fairly. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ, whatever good you do, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا, Allah knows best of it. And in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about if there's issues in a marriage between husband and wife, etc., how should they go about solving their problems? Wa akhiru da'wana.